Stock District Trading on James Coggin. That's James. Coggin is I'm sorry, Coggin. Coggin. C as in cat. Coggin. James Coggin. Date of birth is 8/11/1960. Date of visit is 2/3/26. Please make copy of this for Andrews Granello. That's Granello. NP. Here's a copy for Andrew Granello, NP. Next paragraph, chief complaint is COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is brilliant illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has had a history of COPD and history for smoking for over 40 years. Has been short of breath and has wheezing and chest tightness and unable to do any activity due to severe dyspnea. Has been on inhaled bronchodilators, including the albuterol inhaler, PRN, and also on Advair. Advair disc, 250/50, one puff twice a day. The patient is coughing up some whitish yellow mucus and is experiencing wheezing and chest tightness, but denies mastitis, fevers, chills. Is not on any home oxygen. Lives in an ALF. Continues to smoke 4 to 5 cigarettes per day and has smoked two packs per day for 40 years. Alcohol use none recently. Next paragraph, allergies allergies, no drug allergies, but has some side effects to steroids. Next paragraph, family history, the patient's father died of cirrhosis of the liver, mother died of cancer, leukemia. Next paragraph, oh, can you please add in the past history? The patient's past history is significant for scoliosis and multiple back surgeries for scoliosis, including fusion of the thoracic vertebrae with Harrington rod placement. He's also had carotid endarterectomy on the right and a history for and has had lumbar disc disease, and he also has atrial fibrillation and coronary artery disease. The patient has hypertension for over 20 years, has bipolar disorder. And a history for anxiety. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies weight loss but has fatigue and no fever. He has double vision, no cataracts. He has dizzy attacks and hoarseness. He has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. No flank pain. He has hay fever. Also has some abdominal discomfort, reflux, and nausea. He has no chest pain or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain. He has palpitations and leg swelling and depression. Also has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches, seizures, and numbness of the extremities and memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included allopurinol 100 milligram DID, aripiprazole 5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams, such as clonidine 0.2 milligrams DID, divalproex 500 milligrams, two tabs, such as doxazosin 4 milligrams daily and duloxetine 60 milligrams BID. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Ezetimibe 10 milligrams daily. Lasix 40 milligrams BID. Nebulized albuterol and Atrovent solution QID. Lacosamide 100 milligrams BID. Levetiracetam 500 milligrams, 3 tablets, BID. OPV nasal spray. PRN, protonics 40 milligrams, today, potassium 20 milligrams, BID. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily and trazodone 150 milligrams HS. Also uses the Advair disc 250 by 50, one puff twice a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly male whose pale face is plethoric. Yes, 2+ leg edema, pigmentation of the skin of the legs. His blood pressure 130 over 70. Pulse 88, respiration 20, temps 97.5, weight is 232, saturation 95. HEND and non-cyclic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucous edematous, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the anthems are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no again, or megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1+ edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1+ with no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves. Grossly intact, skin was dry and scaly. Next, paragraph, impression number 1, COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2, asthmatic bronchitis. Number 3, CHF and atrial fibrillation. Number 4 is bipolar disorder. Number 5 is history of carotid artery disease. And next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a CT chest without contrast. Get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also advised to use Duoneb, NEBS, QID, and PRN. Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day, in place of Advair. Also started on Ceftin 500 milligram BID for 7 days. exacerbation of COPD, and prednisone, 10 milligrams BID for 10 days. Follow-up visit, copy of his labs will be requested in a follow-up year to be arranged approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Andrew Granello, G-R-A-N-E-L-L-O, N as in Nancy. Thank you, Dr. Suzelle.